Travis Ryer, BamaOnline.com. Welcome into the game. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Doing great. How are you, Ryan?
Good. It's Florida week, my friend. It's Florida week.
Yeah, and as a native Floridian, it's a week that, for me growing up in Jacksonville, Florida, it was the Iron Bowl. Because when you grew up in a environment like I did in Northeast Florida with all those Gator fans, and believe me, it is a Florida Gator stronghold, as you might expect. In fact, a lot of people in my own household were Gators. It was a tense week. It was kind of our Auburn down there, because if it didn't get done against the Gators, boy, life was tough in Jacksonville.
Now, are you running out, like Nick Saban? He just rented out a hotel for his folks from West Virginia. Are you doing that this weekend? Are you just closing shop on one?
No, not. You know, I wish I could. I could have definitely made some money this week, although most of them are family members that are looking for accommodations, so I don't know if you can price gouge quite like some people do on game weekends when it's family. But, yeah, there's a market certainly within our family for rooms and accommodations this week in Tuscaloosa.
Travis, Nick Saban talked about the identity of this football team, and he went into a little bit of a conversation talking, and I think where he was going is I don't think he's certain right now. What's the identity of this football team? And he talked about, well, you know, you'll travel down, you know, so many years from now, and you'll go back and somebody will say, you were part of Alabama football of 2014. He says, you know, you're looking at 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012. When those years pop in your head, you think about this. 2014, early part of the season, 3-0. When I say 2014, what immediately comes to your mind about this team?
Gosh, it's still, for me, it's the quarterback play so far. But yeah, I mean, it as far as that defining early moment in a season, you know, when a team kind of establishes itself as being a particular type or kind of football team, I don't know if we've seen that yet. And I don't know if some of that isn't by design, though, Ryan. I think at the end of the day, what they're going to have to be is what they've always been when they've been good under Nick Saban, and that's the team that can run the football and get the hard yards when they need it and stop the run. So I don't think it's all that difficult to figure out what they want to be. The question is, are they going to be able to be that kind of team? And you know, we haven't seen that yet. We haven't really seen them tested to that point, although the West Virginia game early was a bit more of a test than most of us felt like it would be. But the road, you know, the rubber hits the road, so to speak, right now. And you got Florida this Saturday. You got the open week. Then you go to Ole Miss. And so, you know, by nightfall, maybe as early as this Saturday, you're going to have a lot better understanding of what this team is and what it's about.
Travis, let's go to the defensive side of the football for just a couple of minutes. Secondary has been the unanimous decision tonight. Everybody that's called in that I've asked them to answer that question, 2014, what's the biggest concern you have at travel in to the University of Florida and what they're going to bring to the side of the football and the offensive side? And I know they struggled against Kentucky, but let's look at the secondary for a couple of minutes. Can they get the job done with the current guys that are on that field?
That's a great question, and I think that, you know, if Eddie Jackson can stay on the field, which is a concern, you know, the one corner spot is in good hands. I think Cyrus Jones still has to prove himself. You know, he did some good things against West Virginia, and then he's had a couple games where he looked pretty ordinary by certainly Alabama standards. So I don't feel like you know, they're rock solid right now at corner, and then, you know, with the injury of Jarek Williams early in the season and then Nick Perry out for the opening half this week against Florida, they obviously have concerns at safety. You know, you can only do so many things with Landon Collins, and I think that's something they're running into right now. I think there's ways that they would like to use him, but it's sort of a Rob Peter to pay Paul situation. Okay, you want to play him at that dime back position when they go to six DBs? Okay, well, you know, you're going to have two safeties behind him that certainly aren't his caliber, or even to the caliber of some other guys that they've had in the past. So you know, they're trying to still figure some things out. And typically, when you're heading into your fourth game of the season and you're doing those things, it can be it can be a little bit of a rough deal if you run up on the right team. The good news for Alabama is, even though DeMarcus Robinson, the wide receiver from Florida, really had a big game against Kentucky the other night, I don't know if this Florida team has enough weapons and a quarterback who can make them pay for it to show up this week. So they still have some time, I think. I think they can buy time for another week or two, but when they get Ole Miss, and believe me, I don't think Bo Wallace is Eli Manning, but on the road at their place, that could be a tough go.
Very few turnovers. It's been a problem for Nick Saban. I mean, this year, he's 98th in the country right now in creating fumbles and INTs. That's not good. It won't win a national title if you continue to play that way.
Well, this is the way I look at that. If you're not totally confident and comfortable in what you're doing or what your assignments are, how can you make plays, right? I mean, if it's one thing to know where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be there, but are you comfortable and confident enough to be able to maintain your responsibilities while also playing instinctively and free, so to speak? So, I think that's been the biggest problem last year and this year. And you still have guys that I don't think feel totally confident in what they're doing. And so they're having to think a lot about just what they're supposed to do in terms of responsibility. Well, if you're doing that a lot, then you're not going to have the freedom to really make plays, beyond what your basic assignment is, and that's typically when turnovers take place.
Let's talk about the positives of this team. Right now, offensively, they're putting up good numbers, but it's also a part of the offense that we don't know. Because there is so much more, which is a good thing. Do you think we're going to shift to a little bit more of a run style type with three backs, and now Kenyon Drake able to perform, had three touchdowns, and you could understand why he was in the game, but still, you know that has to be a big boost of his confidence to be that third string guy and to get three touchdowns in one game.
Yeah, and I'm not sure he's not actually 2B more than he is 3, because I think it's going to be dependent upon the situation sometimes. If they're, in a particular, part of the game, it may be that he's the guy that they go to. So, I think that ultimately, and we just talked about this, I think their identity is going to be the running game. The question for me is, how much of that will involve design runs for Blake Sims? Something we haven't really seen a lot of so far, although we did see the zone read once against Southern Miss the other night. So it makes me think there's more of that where that came from. And, I do think it'll be a part of the offense. I think, that has to be a part of the offense. As much as he's improved as a passer, if you don't take advantage of his mobility by design, you're leaving something on the table. And I know you don't want him to take too many shots, but that's part of his skill set, and that's part of what you're going to be able to win with if you go with him.
33 catches, 454 yards, 2 touchdowns. You look at receptions, he leads the country. He's in the top 5 in receiving yards per game. Amari Cooper, can he continue this throughout SEC play, this type of hot streak that he's on?
11 catches a game might be asking a little bit much, Ryan, but I think there are ways that they can get him double-digit touches every game, whether it's going to be through, down the field passing or, the jet sweep that we saw the other night, which was sort of new to him, using him kind of like a Percy Harvin type is what I've referred to here in the last week or so. That wouldn't surprise me if they're still able to get him his touches. But I do think beginning this week, you're going to see teams like Florida with a corner like Vernon Hargraves the third come up and not really be overly leery of him like we've seen from the first three teams Alabama's played. They'll come up and they'll try to challenge him, and they'll also try to bring more pressure at Blake Sims, something you heard Nick Saban talk about today, and that's where it's a whole new world beginning this week, because Florida has got capable guy in Hargraves on the outside at corner. They've got a legitimate pass rusher in Dante Fowler, and they'll bring some blitz schemes and some blitz looks that Alabama hasn't seen in the first three games. And you know how the different aspects of the offense go about recognizing those things first and then picking them up second, we'll find out a lot about Alabama's offensive line, its backs, and most notably, Blake Sims. You know, when the pressure comes, is he going to maintain that poise and calm that we've seen so far, or is he, in the words of Nick Saban, going to go a little rat trap and look to get out of there maybe a little earlier than he should?